Fall Man. You know, I've been noticing a lot of downfall lately in telephone entertainment, and it's really nothing new. I believe that it has happened before. But as of lately, I've noticed that there isn't a heck of a lot to call, even local to myself, or not locally. So, I'm basically going to do a public message here, and let you all know that there are ways to put a stop to this. First of all, eliminate the really shitty competition, like people like Telcom and On Target and Freaky Phone and losers like that. You know, let's get them the hell out of there anyway. Nobody's really calling them in the first place. But it is kind of, I guess it's okay that they stick around, because it is kind of nice that, you know, that we have some lines, just supposed names out there to kind of fill the gap, so to speak. You know, for myself, there's no really good entertainment lines to call. Not that I spend a lot of time calling them, mind you. It's no fun calling my own line, really. And actually, telephone, this number here is the only line I really call. You know, it's not really too hard to run one of these lines, and I'm going to tell you all how you can do that very simply. First of all, if you're outgoing and intelligent, unlike myself, and have a lot going for you, well, stay out of telephone entertainment. But if you're strange and bizarre and accept the fact that lunacy is a well-known nature, go out and buy yourself, save up some money, and you too could be a line runner and contribute to the cause of much-needed telephone entertainment. Save up some money, and you go out and you buy yourself a record-a-call 675 answering machine, okay? And, okay, this is a little baby that you're going to be able to play your tapes on. This is a very crude method of running output. However, it does work in a lot of cases. A lot of lines have started out with this. Currently, the party line is running with a 675. Telefun ran with a 675 for a long time before I helped him out with something else. Telecom started with a 675, only plagiarizing Telefun at that time, yes. Anyway, you get yourself a 675, like I said. It's quite a bit of money. You go out and you buy one. Then you get yourself a phone line, and you got to, first of all, make sure you have some talent, unlike myself, and have some time to make tapes. So you establish yourself a schedule, change your tapes, whatever. You come up with a format, and then you can be a Comet line runner. Think of it. Amazing, huh? Okay, so you've got your recorded call, and you get your phone line. You hook up your recorded call to your phone line, and then you make your first tape, which is probably going to sound like shit, but hey, you got to start somewhere. My first tape was, well, pretty bad. Anyway, mostly like all the other people that start off. They're not too great. Anyway, then you get yourself, you know, you got yourself a call, right? You get plugs and other lines like this one. And hey, you're in there. You can be a contributor to the lack of entertainment and telephone entertainment. You can be running a line. It's that easy. Remember, to record a call 675, a telephone line, you got to get an installment. You know, it's going to cost you some bucks, but think of all the popularity you can have. And your friends at school will envy you for years and years and months to come. So if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. Leave a message on the Wild Side input line at 761-0333, because I truly believe that we need more lines out there. Really. Seriously, folks. So anyway, and I'm only kidding about Freaky Phone and Telcom and On Target. They're just fine. They're just fine. So this has been a public service announcement from Paul Matt, that's right, the administration over here at the Wild Side. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Well, Paul, you're certainly right. We do need more entertainment lines in the country, if not the world. And we're going to need one more at least when we're done with this show, because, gang, this is the last telephone program you will ever hear on the phones. Yes, that's right. I've been building up to it for a long time. I'm kind of burnt out. I'm a little sick of it. And I basically want to say thanks to everybody that's participated with Caller Collage. I want to thank my family for sticking with me. I want to thank Paul Mack, Brian Feedback, Uncle Freaky, Bailey, Cindy, Mickey Kanogafun, Funds Bro, just everybody that's participated in Caller Collage, William Wilde. And you can get their numbers all over the place, but you won't get them here anymore, because that's right, gang, I'm finished. And I want to thank you all again. It's been fun for 4.5 years, but all things must pass, okay? So I'm going to make it official now. This is basically my way of signing off. You can call input 882-9523 and leave your goodbyes. I may or may not play them next week, but I'm going to make it official now by nuking telephone, okay? So here we go. For the last time, 882-9523, and for the last time, this has been Mr. Fun. Thank you. Bye.
Don't go away, this tape will repeat momentarily.